and all that, the drill. We already know, right? So they have all the stuff. So I'm just gonna pray for your loving and your offering before the presence of God. Amen. And pray that the Lord will multiply every seed that you invest in the house of God. Amen. That the Lord is good. He's a good Father, and He never stays with anything. Amen. He would always return 100% times. Amen. How many believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Come on. I'm a living testimony. I can prove that the Lord has been so faithful in many ways in my life, in my family's life, in our church. And God has been moving in an amazing and powerful way. Amen. Amen. So bring your offering if you're online. You give online as well. Pray for that offering this morning. And just give it as a... You know, as you're thankful to so much, so thankful before the presence of God, amen. Because the Lord, the Word of God says that He loves a cheerful giver,
right.
Amen. Amen. Not the ones that come with sadness, you know, but the ones that say, God, man, I am so excited to give into You, right, and to know that You bless me so much, God, amen. So bring your offering to heaven and say, Father God, we thank You, Lord. We bless You, Jesus. We thank You for allowing us and giving us the opportunity this morning,
yes.
God, to just invest into Your kingdom and to sow a seed into Your house, Father God. We know that You never stay with anything, but You always make a way when there's no way, Father God, to find us and to bless us, Father. In Jesus' name we pray and we worship You and we love You. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, I have a word for you this morning. Pastor Rick and Susan, they send all their love to you. They'll be back on Monday, sometime during the day. Our kids are over there too in the missions. We have a guest speaker in our church today. So now, you know, I have the privilege to come over here and preach and share the Word of God. I think this is too loud. It sounds kind of like I'm in a box. Let's see if Virgil can help us out right now. Or maybe I can. Can I use this one right here instead?
Yeah. Jesus. Okay, now that's too loud. Is it good? Okay, I'm a loud preacher, so.
That's all right.
Amen.
You know, the Mexican wants to come out of me. Hallelujah. So I have a word for you this morning. God has been so good, beloved. You know, in the midst of trials, in the midst of, you know, ups and downs, God always meets you where you're at. Amen. And I love how God always, you know, he finds a way to get to your life. Amen. We always declare this. We always say this. You know, God always makes a way where there's no way. God will always do that for you. And we're so thankful for God for everything that He's doing in this church, everything that He's doing in our church, everything that He's doing in the missions, everything that God is doing in a time such as this. We believe that. You know, this time is a great season that the church is standing on. Amen. How many know that a lot of times, a lot of people have been speaking about how awful was 2020 for them. But you know what? I can testify and I can say that 2020 for us was a powerful and great season because it was a season of harvest. It was a season where we were planting seeds and the Lord showed us that today, in this day, in a time such as this, now we're picking up the fruit of all the harvest that happened in 2020. Amen? I know it's been some crazy times, some crazy moments, but I think the Lord never fails in nothing. Amen? He never leaves you, nor forsakes you, and He always finds a way to get to your life. Amen. So I wanna take it old school this morning. Amen. I wanna go a little bit old school. Amen. And then we're gonna go to a new school. But I wanna start with Psalms. I wanna read a Psalm today, and we're gonna preach in that in Psalm 139, verse 7, and on to 10. And I want you to follow with me because this is powerful right here. When I was reading this. I was actually on my way back yesterday from vacation, Amen. And we were driving, and I'm thinking, like, what am I going to preach? What do you want me to speak, right? Because God is good, and He always, you know, gives you a timely word. He always finds, you know, the perfect moment to just release a powerful word into your life. And you know, the Lord's been speaking to us, you know, in Psalm 139, and it says like this: where can I go from your spirit? I want you to tell your neighbor right now, look around, look at your neighbor, if you're online right now, and say, where can I go from your spirit? Come on. Where can I go from your spirit? Amen? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heavens, you are there. If I make my bed, check this out, because I have the new King James, but in different verses it says that if you make your bed in the deepest of the holes, but in this one, in this verse version of the Bible, it says, if I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning, and if I dwell in the outermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold my life. You know, when I was reading this psalm right here, this is something that I read a long time ago. And I came across this because, you know, rarely preachers preach on psalms, right? Because a lot of times, you know, it's either a song or a teaching or a poem. But in this specific psalm, it's talking about, you know, how can you run away from God? How can you flee away from the presence of God? Where can you hide that the God, the most powerful God, cannot find you? Where can you go and hide? Where can you go buy a ticket and go to the farthest place in the country of the world, and God will always find you? Even the Bible says that even if you make your bed in hell, God will find you there. Amen?
Amen.
In my life, I think I want to say, back in 2013, I had a Psalm 139 experience in my life. I experienced something so awful in my life that turned me away from the presence of God. Right? I ran away from God. I dropped everything. I got mad at God. I was bitter. I was tired. I was angry. I was so pissed off of everything. And I was a believer already. And I was so angry of life. I was so angry with my wife, with my family, with everything that surrounded me. I was so angry. I was so bitter. I was so done with everything. Amen? And one day I remember I just told God, I said, God, I am done with you. I don't want nothing with you. I was experiencing my own Psalm 139, 7:10 experience.
Yeah.
I was experiencing that in my life. And I just didn't want nothing to do with God. God had a purpose for me. God had a calling for me. It had been spoken over my life that God wanted to use my life. It had been prophesied over me that God wanted to use my life as a son of God. And all the promises were yes and amen over my life. And all I had to do was just step in faith and say, God, I'm here.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Amen.
But something shifted. Because when I became a believer, everything's beautiful, right? When you say, I do, God, I accept you as my Lord and Savior, and then things start happening your way, and everything just so looks so beautiful. But when trials come to your life, when the most crazy things happen in your life, what happens? All of a sudden, something shakes, something shifts over your life that makes you want to run away from God.
Yeah.
I was standing in that situation. My bitterness, my anger, my everything that surrounded me was not allowing me to come to the presence of God. And you know what God did? He said, run away. Run wherever you want to go. Go and do whatever you want to do, but wherever you at, you cannot flee away from my spirit. I purchase you. I have been giving you promises. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Little that I know It was that I was making many bets in hell in my life, in my own life. Have you ever stand in that situation? Have you ever been there where you say, man, God, I just feel so tired. I'm so weary. I'm so done with you because things are not going the way I want them to go. But see, stepping into the steps of the Lord or coming into, you know, walking in the steps of the Lord, it requires your faith. It requires everything that you have. It requires that you position yourself before the presence of God and say, God, I am ready to walk into the unknown. Because see, when you walk into the steps of the Lord, you're walking into the unknown because you don't know how it's going to be.
Amen.
You don't know what it's like to walk in the steps of the Lord until you actually start living in the steps of the Lord. Amen. And you encounter many things in your direction. Come on. You encounter family members that they say, oh man, now you're living your religion. What religion, mom? You never taught me anything. Right? Now you encounter friends that they want to leave you behind because now you became something weird for them. Amen? And you encounter all these things in your life. And all these things come at you like a raging lion or like a roaring lion before your presence. And then you want to run away from God because you see that people's leaving you behind. You see your friends are doing other things. Man, they're partying. They're living their lifestyle and all this stuff that you were so used to doing. And then you feel like you're being left behind. Amen? Then the Lord says, where can you go that my spirit will not find you? You know, when I encounter that in my life and I experience what it was like, because the word of God says that away from God, we cannot do anything. Because once you get to know God, it is so different when you want to step away from the steps of the Lord. You start feeling this misery in your life. You start feeling this loneliness, this emptiness. And let's talk about loneliness. Because before I came to the steps of the Lord, I felt so bitter, so lonely. But when I stepped away from the steps of the Lord, man, my loneliness was even more harder than anything else.
Right.
Yeah.
It was so hard not having God by my side. You know, where I can say, God, I worship you, God. I sing praises to you because I wanted to do my own decisions. See, God has purpose for your life, beloved.
That's right.
If you're online, God has purpose for your life.
Yeah.
You know, we encounter like this sometimes. I brought a little illustration because I want you to get the picture of what I'm talking about. See, God has many, many opportunities for you. God has many blessings that he wants to give you, right? And when we're like this, because we come to the presence of God, crushed, oppressed, we're so tired, we're so weary when we come to the presence of God. When we run from the presence of God, we're standing in the same situation. You have been created with a purpose in your life. You have been created, right? This boy has been created to make so many goals, right? But what happens if this ball is like this? It's been crushed, oppressed, is not filled up by the presence of God, then it's worthless. It cannot do anything because it's missing something. It's missing air. It's missing what it was created for.
Yes.
You know? Because God wants to come in and fulfill everything, every promise in your life, everything that has been spoken over your life. God wants to fulfill it.
Yes.
But if we don't allow God, if we don't stand still, if we don't wait in the presence of God, if we're not waiting, if we're saying, God, I don't want to, I want to do my own thing, I want to do my own, I want to take my own decisions, I want to make my own decisions.
Hallelujah.
Are we giving honor and glory to God?
Amen.
Where's our purpose now?
Yeah.
We want to score goals, right?
We
want to say, put me in, coach.
Yeah.
Right? Put me in the field. But how can you go into the field if you have nothing, if you're tired, if you're weary? How can you score any goals if you don't even know what it's like to trust God in life?
Yeah.
If you run away from God, right? Oh, but what happens when the Spirit of God rests on you? Right? When the Spirit of God comes and rests in your presence. When you say, God, I'm so tired. God, I need you. You are the air I breathe. God, I need you. I need your presence, Lord. I need your promises, God. I need you to fulfill my calling in you, God. And then the Spirit of God comes and He starts anointing your life. He starts bringing purpose into your life. He starts making you He starts making you the way you were created to be.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Yes. He starts using your life, and then God starts bringing promises, blessings over your life.
Yes.
Yeah, there's ups and downs, but God is still fighting your battle. He's still fighting the good fight.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Yeah.
And then what happens? The Spirit of God comes like this. And then He starts blessing you, right? And God starts filling you up in your presence.
That's
in
right.
His presence. And then you pray more. And you say, God, I'm here. And then you don't stop.
That's right.
You don't stop. And God starts fulfilling you, right? And God starts filling you up.
Yeah.
And God says, yes, my child. Yes, my daughter. You have promised. Now, you're hungry for me.
Hunger
now,
pump.
I want more.
Hunger
I want to show you more.
Yeah.
I want to teach you more.
Yes.
And then God fulfills you.
Yes.
And now you're ready to go.
Hallelujah.
And you're ready to bounce.
Amen.
And you're ready to say,
that's
God,
right.
I'm here. God, I'm ready
right.
to do it. God, I'm ready to score
that's
some
right.
goals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Woo. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Because
Amen.
You being created
that's
with
right.
a purpose.
Mm.
This ball cannot be a ball without the air. When God rests yeah. in you, when you accept Jesus as your Lord, as your Savior, you're giving
that's
your
right.
life to God.
Hallelujah.
You're giving to your life to the Creator, to the one that knows it all.
Yes.
Amen. To the
Amen.
One that's going to give you purpose in life.
That's
where
right.
the one that's going to push you and say, go.
Yes.
You're ready
yes.
to bounce. You're ready to go. You're
yes.
ready to come on. I'm ready to put you in.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
A wrecking ball. A wrecking ball
Woo.
To the devil.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
A wrecking ball.
Are we getting the picture?
Yes.
That's what God
yes.
does in your life.
Hallelujah.
But there needs to be a standstill from our side.
That's right.
Amen. Because there's power when we are in the presence of God, beloved.
Hallelujah.
When we stand in the presence of God and we say, God, I am moving.
Yes.
God, even if I attempt to move, God, wherever I go, you will find me
that's right.
there.
That's right.
Amen?
Yes.
And that's what happened to me. In 2013, I found that out. I came across a few verses. I came across this psalm. I came across everything that the Lord had promised into my life was yes and amen. And God was getting ready to fulfill it no matter where I was going to. God was going to find me there. But there's power when you stand still in the presence of God. Check out what Psalm 46:10 says. And the Lord says, be still and know that I am God. And I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the whole earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our strength.
Amen.
Come on.
Yes.
Be still and know that I am God. That's what the Lord is speaking this morning. There's power when we find ourselves in the presence of God. Amen. When we sit still. Come on, there's moments that I find it crazy because a lot of times many people get desperate in the presence of God and it's hard for them to wait in God, right? And make their own decisions. They say, God, well, I think I can put you to the side for a second and let me go find this job that is going to put me to work Sundays and it's going to give me no time with my family. It's going to give, right? Why, God? Because I need it. But the Lord has something better for you. Amen? And a lot of times we find it hard, beloved. So that's why it's so important that we, as children of God, we identify things because God has made us to be seers in His steps. When we allow God to teach us, to show us, man, your spiritual eyes open up. Man, you're ready to see what the Lord has for you. You're ready to step in faith because the Word of God says that we as Christians, we don't walk by sight, but we walk by faith. I was telling my wife the other day when we were coming over here, you know, the word faith is so short, but it's so powerful.
Mm.
But it's so difficult for many people to believe on.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Because the word calls you to step out in faith and walk by faith and not by sight. And it calls you to say that faith without works is dead.
Yeah.
And without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Yeah.
So it requires faith. It requires a lot of things. It requires your stand still. It requires your faith to be standing still and waiting God and know that He is God and know that He's going to fulfill the promises over your life.
Amen.
When we get a bad report over our lives, when we get fired from our jobs, you know, last week, it was crazy because now that we're talking about this, we were talking about standing still in the presence of God. I got a phone call from my boss and he says, "Omar, can I see you in my office?" I said, "Well, what's going to happen? Am I getting a promotion, Lord?" Then the company that has been here in Arizona for 7 years is shutting down their doors. Did I get scared?
Yeah.
Omar wanted to get scared. But a son of God never gets scared.
Amen.
A son of God trusts in God. A son of God says, "Lord, you have something better for me. Lord, you have opened doors for me because this might be an opportunity, a season where I stand, but now there's a better opportunity for me next door." You know, when something like that comes to your way, it is good to stand still and see God's presence over your life. Because it is very beautiful to quote, "God, oh, I trust in you. Oh, God, yes and amen, Lord. Oh, your faith, God. I live by faith and on my side." Boom, we're closing down the doors. "Oh, my God, what's going on? Are you still going to protect me, Lord?" Amen.
That's right.
So there's power when we find ourselves stand still in the presence of God. When we wait on the promises of God over your life.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Check out what it says on Isaiah 40:29-31. It says that He gives strength to the one that is what? That is weary. And to the one who has lack, man increase their power. Whew. Say it with me. Lord, increase my power.
Come on.
Though you grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble boldly, yet those who wait up for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles, and they will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Now we see in the picture here, when we wait on the Lord, there's power there, beloved. Do you think that when the disciples were standing in the upper room waiting for the promise of God, it had to be a moment of waiting, right? For the promise to be fulfilled over their lives.
Amen.
Because the word of God speaks on the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8. It says, "Then you will receive power when the Spirit of God comes over you. Then you will be my witness."
Yeah.
But then you have to wait. To receive power, to receive the promises, you have to wait.
Amen.
You have to stand still in the presence of God, knowing that God will open up the way, knowing that God will pour down His Spirit. But the Word of God says that they were all in one accord in the presence of the Lord and Savior, waiting for the promise of God to be fulfilled over their lives. And when the presence of God came, the room was shaken. There was fire coming from the heavens over people, and different tongues were speaking over in that place.
Yes.
Amen.
But there's power when we wait in the presence of God. Amen. We might be crushed, but not oppressed. We might be persecuted, but not abandoned. Amen.
Yes.
Because God will never leave you where you're standing. He will always meet you in your situation.
Yes.
Always. Where can I go, Lord? Where? There's nowhere you can run. There's nowhere you can go. There's nowhere you can hide.
Amen.
You know, I remember in that time when I was so lonely, so spiritual broken and all this, man, I bought my own diving suit and I jumped into the deepest of the ocean trying to dig in everything that the Lord had already taken away from me. Come on. Everything that the Lord had already taken away from me, I was already digging for it. I was bringing it back into my life. But the Lord said, no. I got something better for you.
Amen. Yes,
Lord. I need you to step up in faith. I need you to know that I am God. I need you to know that I need you to be stand still. Beloved, I don't know what your situation is today or where you're standing this morning. But all I can say is stand still.
Yes.
Because there's power in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Because there's power when you wait.
Yes.
For the ones that wait in the Lord, there's great and mighty things that you will be able to see. You know, I believe we're living in these times where the Word of God says that there's no eye that has seen, nor ear has heard, or nor has entered into the heart of man.
Yes.
But those are the things that the Lord has prepared for the ones that He loves.
Yes.
Then John, you know, in his last chapter of the book of John, he writes that he says that there's things that he wrote in the book because there's yet the things that the Lord allowed him to write, but there's still things that the Lord is yet to reveal to His people.
Amen.
You know, there's many great things that the Lord still has to accomplish over your life.
Yes.
If God has spoken a word over you, receive it and say, God, I want the word.
Yes.
Though it might take a little while,
yes.
But when you write it down,
yes.
You will see it, you will experience it,
yes.
And you will see what the Lord is about.
That's right.
You know, when we started our church, we wrote down the vision. And we said, God, we're going to pray about the vision. In order for people to see the vision and write and run after that vision. And I'm pretty sure Pastor Rick did the same thing. He wrote the vision and he came over here. He left everything behind to come over here and start Freedom Gate here in Arizona. You know, it takes faith. It takes knowing that God is with you no matter where you go.
Amen.
Before we opened up New Generation Church, we were on this side of town for 5 years. Amen? And then we went over there. Was I scared? Yes. When we came out to rent our building where we're renting now, you know, the Lord gave us the building.
Yes.
Because we trusted. Just as the Lord has provided a home for you here with Rick and Susan, the powerful pastors, beautiful people. Amen? Anointed.
Yes.
Amen. The same way that the Lord is moving in that side. He's moving here. Amen. But it takes, man, it takes knowing God is moving. He's in the midst of everything, God.
Yes.
And when we step out of faith, you know, the one Sunday my wife was pregnant and she was feeling sick that day. And I heard the Lord, we were doing online services, and I heard the Lord saying, today is the day that I will release a building into your hands.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Did you think I said, oh, yes, God, hallelujah? I said, how am I going to pay this building, God? What am I going to do, Lord? I got no idea. I only got 5 members, God. How can I do it, Lord? Then the Lord said, do you trust me? I said, God, I trust you. Well, you're going to know that I am God. You're going to know that I'm moving. You're gonna know that I am opening up the way for you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And we stepped out that day. Drove around. My wife was feeling sick, throwing up, saying, baby, I wanna go home. I said, the Lord is gonna bless us today. He's gonna give us a building into our hands. He's gonna release that into us today. Was I scared? I was trying to be the macho man with her right there and say, oh, baby, everything's okay. But inside of me, I was shaking. I was like, Lord, are you sure? You know, we were driving around in kind of like the place where we wanted the building. And then we encountered this place where we have our actual building today. And we called a number because there was a for lease sign in that place. And then the Lord said, this is the place where I want you to be for a season. Hear me well. For a season.
Right. Amen?
Amen? You're going to be here for a season because God is going to increase.
Yes.
Amen.
When you step out of this place right here, man, you're going to be filled with the presence of God over a bigger building, a better building. And man, people are going to come over here from all over the place.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Talk about seasons, right?
Mm.
Whew. More, Lord.
Yes,
Amen. Amen. So the Lord says, I want you there for a season, but I want you to stand still. I want you to wait on me. I want you to know that I am God. I say, God, yes, I want to, God, but still inside of me, Lord, I don't know if I'm ready for this yet. Online, I only pay $60 to Cox Cable, and I can keep on doing online services towards $1,000 rent. But there was a for lease sign, and the Lord said, this is the place where I want you to be for a season. I want you to call the number. You're going to encounter somebody that's going to bless you. We called the place. The landlord was there, so meet up with me right now, and we signed the lease the very first day that we will now go looking for a building.
Yes,
affordable,
thank you.
Within our price,
yeah.
Within what we wanted.
That's right.
In that moment. And now, because the season that the Lord say he was going to give me, it's over, now we're moving next door to a bigger building.
Oh,
amen.
Amen.
So, that's what I'm talking about when we wait on the Lord, beloved. If your situation is looking all jacked up right now, wait on the Lord. Stand still.
Yes.
Know that he is God. Know that he is in the move. Come on. God is in the moving business. Come on.
Yeah.
He's moving things around in your life to get to your place, to meet you where you're at. And whatever you need, God will fulfill all your needs because he knows all your needs before you even pray to his presence. He already knows what you need before you come to him.
Yes.
He knows it all.
Yeah,
but he requires your trust.
Mm-hmm.
He requires your faith.
Yeah.
He requires you're standing still. He requires you lifting up your hands. He requires bow down before the presence of God. It might get tiring at one point. The season might be tiring. You might say, God, I am so tired of waiting. Wait a little longer.
Yeah.
And see what the Lord is going to do.
Yeah.
Wait a little longer and see what the Lord can do in your life.
Yes.
He did it with me.
Yeah.
And I am here. Amen. He's doing it in a new generation. He's doing it here in Freedom Gate Church. He's doing it in the missions.
Hallelujah.
Man, we got a report. 119 kids. Come on.
Woo!
Woo! 119 kids in the presence of God.
Yeah.
That's because your pastors have been waiting in the Lord.
That's right. That's right.
Because your pastors have been so faithful before the presence of God.
Yeah. Waiting on the Lord.
And they know who God is.
Amen.
See, God takes you to different seasons. There's seasons that, man, they're so blessed, but there's seasons that it requires more waiting in him. Because we as Christians, are we absolute from any problems? We're not. Man, I wish I can say otherwise, beloved. I wish I can say in the moment you say I do to God, everything's going to be beautiful and nothing's going to come your way anymore. No problems, no struggles, no ups, no downs will come your way. Then I'll be lying to you.
That's right.
Amen?
Yeah.
I'll be a liar.
Yes.
But now we know that we trust a Heavenly Father.
Amen.
That opens up the way.
Yes.
For you. Am I scared for my job? No. I got a lot of bills, but it's okay.
You'll be fine.
I'll be all
right.
God will take care of me.
That's right.
You know? Because we've been faithful in the little, and God will put you in the big things.
That's right.
Because when you invest in the little things, when you see, man, when you're surrounded and maybe a Sunday you come in and you say, only 5 people here?
Yeah.
It's waiting in the small things.
That's right.
Because you're not despising the small beginnings.
That's right. Amen.
Amen?
Yeah.
Because you know what God can do.
Amen.
With a little bit of faith.
That's right.
That you have.
Amen.
And the little bit of faith like the mustard seed. He will make you move mountains.
Right.
You know, my wife was saying yesterday. We're driving back and we love to talk. You know, a lot of, the supernatural things of the Lord.
Yeah.
And we're looking at these big mountains as we're driving from Nevada to Arizona. And then my wife looks at this big old mountains and she say, do you think I can move those mountains?
I
say, yes, you can. I say, in the spirit, you can.
Yeah.
I say, you know, I say, you want to get off right here and try it? Amen. But see, that's how powerful your faith shall be.
Yeah.
And you know, little that she knew, she was touching my faith when she spoke that.
Yeah.
You know, because she made me see that picture, the clear picture of, man, would I say the same thing?
Yeah.
Would I say, man, do you think I can move those mountains?
Yeah.
You know, but man, when you have faith, when you trust God, and when you know that God is opening up ways in your life, and you're seeing things, and God is allowing you to see things, and you know that He is God in your life, and you're stepping up in faith, and you're doing all these things because you trust in God, man, God shows you things, He opens up ways, He gives you dreams, He gives you visions,
yes.
He gives you purposes.
That's
right?
It.
Amen.
Right?
Right.
He fulfills promises over your life.
Right.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Now you're ready.
That's right.
You know, and a few years back, I got invited, because God will always meet you where you're at. I got invited to a men's retreat. And I met Marv over there.
Yeah.
Oh, well, as a matter of fact, you will not let me lie. There you go. So I cannot put extra sauce in my tacos today.
That's right.
Because Mar will not let me lie. But when we got to the place in Williamsville, Arizona, I get invited by a friend of mine and a ministry from the streets, and I go to the place. You know, before I went to the retreat, I was telling God, man, whew, that's so amazing, God. I can take a weekend off. I can just relax. I can, I'm, you know, away from ministering. You know, I can just go and receive. You know, and what you want from me, God. And so I get to the place, right, the first day. Everybody knew I was a pastor. You know, I was like, oh, Lord, come on. Like, you know, serious?
Yeah.
Like, now, you know, people's going to come over here and want to ask me for prayer and all these things. I said, God, and I don't want it, Lord. I don't want it today. I want to relax. I want to receive. I want somebody to pray over me. I want somebody to give me a word of knowledge or a timely word on my life, Lord. But the Lord had other plans. Because He would always meet you where you're at. Amen? You can plan all your life. Eh? You can plan everything you want. But if it doesn't go according to God, be careful.
That's it.
Because you got to trust God.
That's right. Amen.
Because He's your creator. He's your creator, your maker. He created you. He knows your beginning. He knows your end. We have to trust Him. And when I arrived to the place, I was like, great, now everybody knows I'm a pastor. So now they put me in this place, you know, with a bunch of guys, like powerful guys, beautiful people. And, you know, we had a good time. I met Marv over there.
Yeah.
Little that we knew we were going to meet each other again.
Yeah.
Here in Freedom Gate. It was crazy, huh?
Yeah.
He got there late. They kicked out one of my friends because of Marv. Thank you, Marv. I forgave him a long time ago. So... We go to the sessions, right, and they're ministering and all this, and then after every session, like, they do, like, small group prayers. So now, here I am going to the small group prayers. I'm all happy, you know. I'm like, man, yes, Lord, you know. Go to the small group prayers. Somebody can pray over me, God. And the person that was leading the small group prayers say, Pastor Omar, I want you to pray for all these people. Next thing you know, I'm praying for every person that's in the small group. Now they're calling me to another small group. I'm going over there. I'm praying over there. And then baptism day came. And then they're like, Pastor Omar, can you help us baptize over here? So I'm baptizing over there. Remember?
Yeah, I remember it.
I was like, Lord, I was just coming over here to relax. And I was saying, no, my son. You're here to do my will.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, that's it.
So God follows you everywhere you go.
Yes.
He meets you everywhere you go.
Yes.
No matter what situation you're standing on, you can try to run away from Him. We can either say what I say, God, I don't want to minister today. I just want to be ministered to. But the Lord's plans are different than our plans. How many are glad for that?
Amen.
That God does not think like us. I tell my wife all the time, I say, imagine if I was God, I'll be, man, you, get out of here. You, get out of here. I'll be a solo God. I'll be a Lone Ranger God. Imagine that. See, God has given us, you know, care, love, patience,
yeah,
and all these things in our life.
Yes.
to do what we do.
Amen.
And he has given your pastor the same.
Yeah.
Because, you know, being a leader, being a pastor is not easy, but it's the most beautiful thing that we can encounter.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I wanna encourage you. You know, I know that the Lord is doing things in your life. I know that the Lord is creating things in your life. I know that the Lord is waking and shaking areas in your life.
Amen.
To be activated.
Yes.
To activate yourself.
Amen.
Amen? To activate yourself and to do something in the steps of the Lord. It is beautiful to do things in the steps of the Lord.
Yes.
And, you know, as pastors, it's so beautiful to see people serve in His presence. You know, it's so beautiful to just see people engaging with others and preaching and teaching the Word of God and helping out in the church. It's so amazing to see what the Lord does in people's life. That to me, at the end, I'm gonna speak this because, you know, I have the privilege today to speak because Pastor Rick is not here. But I want to say this, that our reward as pastor is when people, man, when they love God, when they love each other, when they unite each other as church. That's our greatest reward.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm pretty sure Pastor Reed loves that too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? It is important that we as children of God, you know, show others the way, you know, the way to God.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen? If a new person comes in, then we're right there, God.
Yeah.
Right? We're going to follow up, God. And we're going to show them and teach them how to wait in you. You know, a lot of times we see this. We a few months ago, we had a big outreach, and we met this guy in the outreach, and I remember we did it. It was a 3-day outreach. It was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you know, huge tent over there in Phoenix, Arizona, by the Castles and Coasters. I don't know if you're familiar with that place, but you know this guy from Colorado. We met him. We met him in an outreach that we were doing in our church. It was just an appointed time, and he said, "Hey, I'm having this big, huge event, an outreach, you know, where I'm inviting a bunch of churches so they can come over here and they can fellowship and this and that." So we showed up, right? We went over there to the event. We met a lot of beautiful people, pastors, ministers, a lot of leaders, and a lot of beautiful people, you know, that they're learning how to walk in the steps of the Lord. And we met this young man. You know, and he was broken. He was so broken, and he needed God in his life. And it reminded me so much of me where I was standing in that situation where I was looking. It was funny because I was looking at his shoes, and I was like, the Lord was speaking to me that one day I was standing in those shoes. You know, and then the Lord started talking about, you know, how bitter, lonely, and all these things I was. And then I looked at him, and I felt so much compassion for this kid. And I was like, oh, my God. And I said, Lord, I want to go, you know, spread your love, and I just want to say something. But I need to wait on you, God. And then the Lord kept on downloading things, because if I would have gone over there emotionally, I probably Omar would have touched him.
Yeah.
But I wanted God to touch him. I wanted God to do something over his life. I wanted God to show him who he really is.
Yeah.
And I kept on waiting. I said, God, I'm going to wait in your perfect moment, God, where you're going to release a word, a timely word for me, so that way I can give it to him. And then the Lord said, you ready now? Go and walk and do my will and do what I called you to do. So I go and I approach this kid and I prayed over him and I released what the Lord has spoken into my heart. He broke down. And he gave his life to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Now he's serving in the church and he wants to be a minister.
Thank you, Lord.
He told me, Pastor, I want to be a pastor.
Yeah.
Man,
like
this is what the Lord does.
Yeah.
You know? And those are just testimonies that I'm giving you because, you know, it is based on where can I go? There's nowhere I can go where God will use your life. Man, you can be vacationing and God will use your life. We had encounters where God has used our life where me and my wife are vacationing in California and we're driving bikes over there in the beach and then we encounter this woman and she needed God so bad. And God used our life to minister to her over there.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Because our prayer is all the time, God, meet us where we're at.
Yes.
God, when we're vacationing, take us, lead us, use us. There might be somebody in California, Colorado, Phoenix, wherever it is, wherever you're vacationing. that the Lord will give you a timely word for somebody.
That's right.
But you position yourself for it. You know, the disciples, 120 faithful disciples, were positioned to receive the power of the Holy Spirit over their lives.
Amen.
To receive the promises. The promise that the Lord has spoken to his disciples. He said, "Is it necessary for me to leave? So that way I can send the counselor." Amen.
Amen.
But we need to position ourselves. You know, it is important to do it. And these testimonies testify what the Lord is doing. You know? And that they, you know, we were now outreaching about 3 weeks ago. And we took the biggest group ever to outreach in the streets. And we were able to feed over 200 people in the streets. Tell me how we did it. Being a small church. The Lord released donations. Because we positioned ourselves. We waited on the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We said, "God, we're going to wait on you. We're going to know you are God." You know? And we have encountered people out there that they're in so much need of the presence of God. And God will meet you where you're at. And we bring the word of hope over people. We met this young man, African-American, beautiful guy, kid. He was maybe in his 20s, 20-something. He was in the streets. He needed God. My son prayed over him, and he met him where he was at. God met him where he was at. We weren't scared to pray over him. We weren't afraid of what they call COVID. We pray over this person. We say,
Amen.
We're going to spread the love of God. We're just going to, you know, pull down on this kid.
Yes.
And so, and the Saturday, he said, "I'm going to be at church tomorrow." And I was like, maybe he's lying. But we're going to see. Because Omar was thinking he was going to lie. But he showed up next day.
Amen.
Wow.
Because he wanted from God.
Amen.
Thank you,
Hallelujah,
Lord.
We prepare ourselves.
Yeah.
So we're going to find resources now, God. A place where he can go and get cleaned up and get restored and send them right back to us, to New Generation Church, so we can guide them into the presence of God.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
You know, when God uses you according to your purposes.
Yes.
You know, he wants to use your life.
Yes.
He wants to use Freedom Gate Church as a church of the city. Come on.
Come on now.
You believe it with me?
Yes.
He wants to use your church and how awesome it is to be part of something that the Lord is doing in these days. Man, I give so much props to Pastor Rick and Susan to go out there and mission and to all these kids. So they are so lonely, so bitter that they need God in their life, and they're out there battling. They're fighting. They're preparing themselves. Man, I give a lot of props to Pastor Susan, and she does a great job.
Yes. Amen.
We're like, if we pray that in our church, we're like, "Lord, give us a Pastor Susan spirit so we can learn how to go and the things." Because she's an amazing woman.
Yeah.
Amen. And we're learning so much, beloved. But it's all based in the Word of God. Because we're allowing God to do whatever He wants in our life. See, when you allow God to do whatever He wants to do in your life, and it might sound like, "Oh, that's hard, Pastor Omar. How can I just let somebody do whatever he wants?" It's because He is God.
Yes.
He is your Papa. He is your Creator. He's your Abba, Father.
Amen.
Amen? He has given you a spirit of wisdom, of knowledge, not a spirit of sadness. We must rejoice in the presence of God. Amen? Because He's the one that gives us strength. The Word of God says in Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ Jesus," because He's the one that strengthens me.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times we say, "God, how can I have so much strength? Working a full-time job, working a full-time in the ministry, you know, still preparing all these things and doing missions and outreaches and all these things," because His presence overpassed everything.
Mm.
His presence overpassed my tiredness. His presence overpasses my way of thinking.
Yes.
Amen? That's who God is, and that is the God that we serve. The one that created everything from Him and for Him. Amen. That is He.
That's right.
So I think I'm done, but I think the Spirit of God wants to do something this morning.
Yes.
I think He's moving. He's in the midst already. Mm. I believe God is breaking walls of traditions, breaking walls of religions, breaking walls of bitterness, breaking walls of, you know, somebody poured down over you a bitterness in your ancestors or however it was. I think the Lord is doing it.
Mm.
He's making all things new.
Amen.
He's making things new.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? But in order for things to be made new in your life, it requires your yes. Because God cannot work in your no.
That's right.
That's it.
He can't.
Because
the Word of God says in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 20, He said, He's a door. He stands, He knocks, and he who opens the door, He will come in and He will dine in with them. That means that God wants to have a deeper relationship with you.
Yes.
Amen? But it requires for you to open up the door and say, God, I'm ready. I'm ready. Amen?
Yes.
So can we get somebody over here in the keyboard? Stand on your feet this beautiful morning.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Lord. See, if God called you to His presence, it's because God has a purpose for you.
Yes.
He didn't just call you to His presence just to leave you halfway. But He will finish what He started in your life. Even if there has been moments of loneliness or moments that you just want to give up, even right there and then, God will meet you in your situation.
Yes.
Even right there, God will meet you and cleanse you and bring purpose into your life.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Come on, He's molding, He's shaping.
Yes, Jesus.
He's shaping areas in your life. He's molding areas in your life. See, the Word of God says that a little bit of leaven will mess up the whole dough. So what you want is to remove that little bit of leaven. It's not letting you grow in the steps of the Lord. It is important that we say, God, we give it all. God, not just halfway, but we surrender to You all. We bring it today. All to the table.
Yes, Lord.
Because the Word of God says that God is your pastor and that the Lord will lead you into green pastures. Though you walk in the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil. And the Word says that He prepares the table in the presence of your enemies. And you know who your enemy is? The Word of God says that our fight is not against flesh and blood, but the kingdom of darkness, governments, and all these things are in the dark.
Yes.
Because we have an enemy.
Yes.
That wants to fight for your soul.
Yes, Jesus.
But the Word says that God, through the Spirit, but by His Spirit, He has given you the assurance to be called sons and daughters of God.
Yes. Yes, Jesus.
John chapter 1 verse 12 says that He came to His own and His own did not receive Him. But it says, but to those who receive Him, to these He has given them the opportunity to be sons and daughters of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Whew. Come on, God wants to make you an example.
Yes,
the that wherever you go, He's going to be there. Even in, I even pray that, that even when you're in the supermarket, man, God is going to give you, man, a vision for somebody, and you ain't going to be afraid to go and lay hands over that person. Whew. I see God that He's going to start putting dreams, visions over your life. There's a fresh anointing coming your way. But the only way how you're going to receive it is if you posture yourself and you say, God, I'm here. I bow down before your presence, Lord. I give you honor. I give you glory. You are my King of kings and my Lord of lords. But maybe you have encountered yourself deflated like the ball I show you. That you have been called with a purpose. But you don't know how to walk and step into the steps of the Lord or walk in faith. But when you rest in the Lord, there's power. There's power of the Spirit of God that will overflow your cup. That will fill you up. There's a great trust coming your way. There's an increasement of trust coming your way. And even when the bad report comes, you will trust because you will know who your God is. Whew. Even when somebody tells you, man, come out of your comfortness and go pray for somebody, you're going to do it because you know that God is going with you. Whew. Even nowadays when God already spoke a word over your life and God already said He wants to use your life, now He's going to bring those to memory and you're going to be like, Lord, I remember You spoke to me. I remember You did this for my life. Now You're bringing it to life. Now I'm going to step in faith.
Yes, Lord.
Because I'm going to believe and trust in You. But I'm also learning how to wait on You. Though I get tired, get weary, I know, God, that You're going to find me there.
Yes.
Many people have built their beds in hell these days. And sad to say that there's many Christians that have built their beds in hell. But I hear the Lord saying He's getting ready to remove and bring you into a different season in your life. I keep on hearing the word freshness coming your way. I hear the word anointing coming your way.
Yes.
Come on, I hear the word open up ears.
Yes.
There's ears that are being opened up. There's ears that have been deaf for so long to hear the word of God that they're going to be opened up.
Yes.
They're going to get tuned in. I see the Lord moving the satellite to tune them in. Just like when you're trying to find a radio station in the middle of the desert, the radio station that works. I hear the Lord saying that He's getting ready to do that. For the people that you've been praying for, you've been praying for people, maybe your loved one, your mom, your dad, your husband, your aunt, your grandma that has so many traditions. I even hear the Lord saying that there's a new season coming their way.
Yes, Lord.
Fresh anointing coming their way. And I hear the Lord saying, because your faithfulness and your waiting in me has led you to see what I'm going to do. And they're going to know that I am God in their life, just like you know that I am God in your life. Whew. Come on. I see the Lord moving in the midst of your house. In all corners of your house. I hear the Lord saying that there's many people that haven't got a good night's sleep, and tonight is your night. Today, the peace that overpasses all knowledge will be upon you, and the Spirit of God will rest in your life tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
I hear the Lord saying that there's people that are struggling, even financially. Their financial status has been touched by the enemy. But I hear the Lord saying that He's getting ready to fix that over your life. If you're online and you're hearing this word and that's for you, grab onto the word. God is getting ready to do something in this season, beloved. I even see trees and branches. God is removing branches over your life. You know what a branch is? It's a branch is, it doesn't have leaves, doesn't have fruit. So God is removing things that are not giving fruit into your life. Because He is the vine and you are in the vine.
Yes.
And you are planted by the waters of the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
And God is pouring down fresh water over your life.
Yes.
Even in due season, you're going to give fruit. In dry season, you're going to give fruit.
Yes.
I hear the Lord saying that there's a river. There's a river of living water moving in the midst of the dry land. Because I want to remind you this, that in the moment that you told God, yes, God, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior, not only you will find salvation, but your whole household will find salvation.
Yes.
Struggling with kids or struggling with a husband that needs God, wait on that. Wait on the Lord. Because God is getting ready to do something amazing in that.
Yes.
I see even many of you are building their altars in the house, your personal altar where you come to the presence of God and that's where you feel comfortable. I hear the Lord saying, I'm sending fire and water into that place. So you're going to experience my presence in a deeper level, in a great and mighty way.
Yes.
I even hear the Lord saying that He's going to make you uncomfortable in the middle of the night. He's going to wake you up so you can come and meet you where you're at and pray and have a communication and an encounter with you.
Yes.
Because let me tell you something. It's sad to say that many Christians don't even pray today. Many Christians don't even know how to pray or how to encounter the presence of God. But all that is getting ready to change.
Yes. Yes.
Because there's a remnant that is standing faithful, still believing for the miracles, signs, and wonders that God is doing in the times such as this. Because there's many things that the Lord still wants to reveal to you and me. But we need to position ourselves and wait on Him.
Yes.
And God is breathing over you. He's breathing over you. More, Lord.
Yes.
More. Kora baba baba sitiriaba. Kora baba baba shikiriaba. More, Lord.
Yes.
Whew. There's many armors that it calls in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 that have been so beat up, that have been shifted this way and another way, and God is reinforcing things in your life now. He's reinforcing your armor. Whew. God is bringing back prophetic words that have been spoken to you years ago, reminding you that He is a promise keeper.
Yes.
And that He never forgets the covenants that He makes with you. So if God called you out for a time such as this, prepare yourself.
Yes.
Be tuned in. Be tuned in. Because when Elijah wanted the mantle of Elijah, he was waiting. He was waiting. He waited every day to see if the Lord will take Elijah.
Yes.
He knew that he wasn't going to receive it in his comfortness. It required for him to go.
Yes.
See, the Lord is going to wake you up in the middle of the night, and he's going to show you things.
Yes.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your blessing, Lord. Thank you, God, that you meet us right where we are standing at. God, and forgive us if we have tried to run away from you. If we have tried to run and hide. So we know that we can run and hide, but you would always find us. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, bring your hands to heaven. That's a sign of worshiping God and saying, God, I surrender all to you. To you, God. See, in order for a seed to give fruit, it must die to its own self. So a lot of times, our old way of thinking needs to go. Our traditions need to go in order for God to work.
Yes.
Our religious way of thinking, it needs to go.
Yes.
In order for God to work in your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know about you, but I want that.
Yes.
I want it more, God. I want it more, Jesus. Where can I go, Lord? Where can I hide from your spirit? Even if I make my bed in hell, you will be there. If I buy my ticket and try to run away from you, you will be there. Even in my financial status, you will be there.
Yes.
In my struggles, in my ups, in my downs, you will be there. Place your hand to your neighbor. If it's your spouse, that's fine too. See, God has surrounded you with people, brothers, sisters, because two is better than one. See, the word of God says when two or three gather in his name, his presence is there.
Yes.
But it also says that when two or three ask the Father in one accord, the God will release and he will do. When you pray to the Father in one accord, the word of God says that a threefold accord will not come apart because the Spirit of God is there.
Yes.
He will find you there. There's so much power in the twos. There's so much power when you unite and when you come together as a church, as a body, as a husband, as a wife. When you are in one accord and you too learn how to wait in God for the promises of God over your life. There's power. There's so much power.
Yes.
Acts chapter 1 verse 8. You will receive power when the Spirit of God comes over you. Then you will be my witnesses. Come on. Because when one sister, one brother, or your husband, or your wife, they're feeling down, guess what? You're going to be there to lift them up.
Yes.
And encourage them. See, beloved, we're not here to destroy each other. We're here to lift each other up.
Yes.
Spirit of God. Come on. Oh. Whew. Korababababasitiriababashikiriaba.
wanted to pray over you, because there's a season that you're going to stand on. The Lord is getting ready to use your life in such an amazing way. There's words of knowledge that is going to start coming out of your mouth. When you start speaking, the Lord is going to use you in such an amazing way. I even see the Lord taking you to a different level of knowledge over the Word of God. That, you know, God is preparing you. He has been preparing you. Little that you knew, he was preparing you all along to walk this way and to walk this walk and to fight this fight. And man, I even see when you place your hands over people, man, there's something amazing. There's a shifting that is going to happen in the places in the presence of God, because God is going to find you anywhere you go. God is making you a seer even more. You're gonna see things that you have yet not seen. God is going to allow you to see, because your spiritual eyes are going to be opened up. I even hear the Lord making you uncomfortable in places, because you're going to start speaking even more. Wow.
Come on, we need a fresh outpouring of your presence, God. Come on, who needs a fresh outpouring of God? I know I need it every day. Woo. Come on. Pouring. Yes, Lord. Come on. Declare that over your life. Come on. Nothing happens if you don't speak it out loud. Come on. We need a fresh outpouring, God. Oh. Come on. Yes. Come on, God. Let your spirit flow. Oh.